Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here today, as always.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Hill.
I'm trying to think of a creative pop-in I can do.
Yeah, boy, that is a pop-in. That is definitely... I can't even announce you as my co-host, and features editor Hillary is joining us live, but Hillary popped in already, so hi, Hillary.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Great, great. So we're excited. We have a great show today we're going to get to in a moment. Doug and Jackie Christie. Actually, it's Jack and Doug. Jackie and Doug Christie. We're going to talk about who comes first on that in the title. And they're here, and they do a show on Blog Talk Radio, and they're doing a lot of amazing things. And we're going to talk about their budding media empire today. So I want to welcome everyone here to the Alan Levy Show. It's if you're listening live, it's at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. You can see my profile. And our archive of the show will be found here, as well as on iTunes. You can find Alan Levy's show, my show, on iTunes, as well as anywhere else. You may have a Google Reader and whatnot. So thank you all for joining me. It's a pleasure to be here, and Hillary's been helping out with my show. And Hillary, you doing well today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a sunny day in Los Angeles, a little smoggy, but can't complain. Just excited to talk to the Christies and really glad that they're joining us for the show. It's a real treat.
Yes, so am I. So why don't we get to it now, and just briefly, Doug Christie, as most of you would know, is a 14-year NBA star, an author, and Jackie, his wife, a fashion guru. I learned that she started at age 13 in fashion and a model, and they're doing some incredible things. So I'd like to welcome them today. How are you, Doug and Jackie?
Fantastic. Thank you.
We are doing very great. Thank you, sir.
Great, great. Well, thank you for joining us today on my show on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, about a month ago, maybe a few weeks ago, we learned, and I learned that you were doing a show on Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. And I think I learned that really by reading through some of the blog alerts where you had been researching different types of platforms, and I saw that you came on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, of course, as the founder of this platform, which we launched a year ago, to see you on and on selecting us, we were so excited. So thank you for being part of the Blog Talk Radio community now.
Thank you so much.
We're honored.
Yeah, we have a great time with it. I'll say that we have fun. It's a great medium to get out there and social network, and we're just having a blast.
Well, that's terrific.
I wanted to ask, how did you find us? Were you listening to some other shows, or how did you come to Blog Talk Radio?
Actually, I have been doing research for us to do a show. Everyone had been wanting us to do a talk show for quite some time since our reality show that was on BETJ, and it's still on right now. And we were talking to different networks in Los Angeles and different places, and we had looked into Cyrus and some of the XM radios and different ones. And then a friend of mine said, you know, there's some great Internet ones. So we checked it out, and as soon as I found Blog Talk, I thought, oh, my God, this is the perfect home for us. This is great. And it lets you just kind of be yourself. You can, you know, just it's a really great social place to be. And then I investigated it, and it turned out to be the perfect spot. So that's how we kind of picked Blog Talk.
Well, that's great. And we appreciate that. You know, I know you're involved in many different things, you know, and so why don't we go through some of them and talk about it. First of all, let me just say to our listeners, if you'd like to call in and ask the Christies a question, the number is 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. And, of course, the chat room is up now. We're here in the chat room. And if you have any questions, please send them through. And the Christies do a show on Blog Talk Radio, and it's at blogtalkradio.com/ChristieDNJ. So why don't we first talk about your show on Blog Talk Radio, and what are you looking to accomplish? It's called the Infinite Love Talk Radio Show. So why don't we get right into that?
With our show, we are looking to empower and inspire people. We have a pretty strong following. concerning our relationship. Doug's been playing NBA basketball for, 14 years, and we've taken a lot of hits in the media because we have a close marriage and relationship. And stereotypically, they look at athletes as being players or out, kind of clubbing it and that sort of thing. And we were totally the opposite. So we developed a base of fans, during that time. And so launching our show is so they can connect to us one-on-one. We do a lot of media interviews.
I see. And by the way, excuse me for interrupting. You may just want to talk up a little louder on your phone.
Okay.
I know you have a soft voice, but maybe just talk up a bit. And we're getting some comments that they'd love to hear you a little louder.
Okay. We are hoping to inspire our fans and new fans and just have a social area where we can all connect, where they can talk to us one-on-one, and they don't have to just sit and basically listen through an interview that we would normally do on TV or the radio. They can actually interact with us. So that's why Blog Talk is such a great place to be.
Well, yes, that's one of the key things here is interaction, and we talk about it as in terms of having a conversation, and that's what we're doing. I mean, we're having a conversation, other people are participating, and it's a participatory media, and I think that's where I think that's where things are going. We talked about that before the show came on, before you came on to the show. The best of Blog Talk Radio is a list of very notable people and guests, every ranging from politics to sports to entertainment. And people who've brought these guests on are, amateurs. They've never had a radio show, and here they are getting this content. So it is exciting, and I think the key thing for everyone is really interaction. Having that conversation be interactive is important. Now, you have you just published this book, No Ordinary Love Book. And
mm-hmm.
What is that? What's the premise about that?
Penny?
No Ordinary Love is is about marriage and basketball. And more than anything, for a long time, we wanted to write a book. And like my wife had said earlier, there was so much that was said about us. We kind of wanted from our own mouth, we wanted to tell our story and let people know exactly who we are and what we're about. And it's been a fantastic ride writing the book. We had a great time with it. It's very well taken from the people. It's almost a bestseller. And we went around, we've talked about it, book tour and everything. It's just been fantastic. It's like one of our children, my wife always says.
Mm-hmm. And what is, so your argument, you said you're taking a hit and
mm-hmm.
because of your relationship. Is that because, some of the NBA players, most of them are fast and they're fooling around and marriages, they're young and there are very few good, healthy marriages in the NBA?
No question. That's exactly why. Early in my career, once I got married to my wife, they kind of started taking hits at us. I give my wife a signal when, I make a basket or whenever I'm out there on the court just to let her know that I love her. And from the standpoint, once they kind of got that and they really started feeding off of it, a lot of it went negative. Instead of it being a positive thing, it became something that was negative.
Wow.
And Jackie, how did you feel about this? I mean, were you mystified by this? Did you have relationships with some of the the other players' wives, and or did this kind of put a dampen that?
Oh, no, it was fabulous. I must say that it hurt at first, Alan and Hillary. It was really depressing because I married Doug and I came from modeling and a whole totally different background, so I didn't understand, how the media works or anything. And when we first got married, he gave me a sign that me and him made up, and it's in our book. We talk a lot about it, and he said, it just means I love you, and to make a long story short. So I thought, oh, that is so sweet. So then one day a reporter asked me what it meant, and we told them what it meant, or they asked Doug first and then asked me, and then they made it to, oh, my God, this guy is whipped and that sort of thing. So it hurt a lot. And then my daughter, her seeing what they were saying, she was really young at the time, but I knew it would affect her negatively. So they would keep asking for interviews, and we would keep giving them the interviews, and I, kept telling them we're no different than anyone else. We just choose to respect each other, not to say anyone else doesn't. So as the years went on, I met all the other wives. We had a great relationship. I adored them. They adored me. And they were there to see that me and Doug's relationship was just one of respect. And a lot of them tried to have the similar kind of situation in their marriage, and whether they did or not, I don't know, but they would ask advice, and the same with the players. So it was positive as far as the players go and everyone else. The media did write a few times that, you know, oh, there's some, you know, Doug's teammates are feeling uncomfortable about how he is with his wife, and that was all not true. So when they went and interviewed him, all the players were like, no, we highly respect him. We think it's great, and we wish we could have the same type of relationship.
Well, perhaps, you know, I just thought about this, that, you know, a recipe for a long-lasting, healthy NBA career of 14 mm-hmm. years is be happily married.
That's right.
No question.
I'd say the same thing.
That's probably
I don't know
true.
If that's in your book or not, but...
No, it seems like you have a really strong support system for each other, which I think is unusual, and perhaps people are a bit envious of that, people who don't have that, so maybe
it's
it comes from that place.
That's right. And what we did is we, you know, we kept our faith and, you know, we kept God first in our life, and we said, you know, we're going to try to ignore this. And sometimes it would be a little harder for me, so I might get into like a little tiny, you know, debate or something with one of the reporters, never on television and never to try to make them look bad, but more to let them understand what we stand for. And we're not telling anyone to live their life like we do. We're just going to be respectful of each other and what we have entered into, and that is our marriage. And we have values, and, you know, please don't be disrespectful of that. And I've had reporters and different media people email me or call us and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I didn't understand. I bought into the hype, and you guys are great people, and, you know, we're friends to this day. So it turned out to be very positive.
Now, the show on BET, what was the concept there? What did you focus on that show? Really just the reality on your lives and do basketball and other things you were doing?
Yeah, it was. They approached us, another basketball player's wife. She's a producer. She called us one summer and said, you know, I followed you guys. I've been around you. It's so much media out on you. Can we do a reality show on you? And I thought, yeah, that's great. And so I said, let me talk to my husband and make sure it's okay, and I'll get back to you. And as soon as I told Doug, he was like, oh, no, absolutely not. You know, they're going to kill us. And, you know, I thought, oh, okay. And then his brother was over, and they talked about it, and he thought, you know, honey, this might be actually a good thing because people can judge for themselves. So, you know, let's find out the logistics, and we can move forward. And we did that, and the show came out, and it has been fabulous. It was a hit on BET, and it's coming out for its second season. So it's all about us, and it's truly how we are. So people got an inside look at our daily life.
You and the Hogans.
Yeah.
I'm sure their life is a bit different,
Alan.
Though.
They seem different to me. Well, I think you guys are really inspirational, and I wanted to bring up something I read on your website, which was about the foundation that you guys started and the community work that you do, which is, I think, testament to the fact that you are very committed and actually nice people, that any sort of negative media would not be true. So can you tell us a little bit about your community work there?
Yes, we actually have the Infinite Love Foundation, the Doug and Jackie Christie Infinite Love Foundation. There's two of them now. One of them is now HIV and AIDS Awareness. We just came from Washington, D.C. last weekend, where we went down and we hosted a huge event for our daughter, Chantel, who was given the key to the city because she was named National Ambassador for Metro Teen AIDS. And she's going to bring awareness through her music because she's also a singer. She's going to bring it through her, you know, going around talking to kids at different schools and just bringing attention, because HIV and AIDS is very prominent in Washington, D.C. It's the highest rated city that we have. So we just felt like that was something that we wanted to get our foundation involved in, and so we did another branch to it. So that's what's going on as far as the HIV and AIDS part of our foundation. And then the other part is where we help different organizations here in Seattle and abroad. And there's a millionaires club in Seattle, and it helps homeless people. It gives them jobs and food and shelter and that sort of thing. And they helped my family when we were young. And so when we grew up, in Doug's family as well. So when we grew up, we decided we were going to, and got in a better position, we would help them. And we've been helping them now for 3 years. And just today, we donated 30 turkeys for Thanksgiving. We also, every Christmas, we donate clothing, hats, gloves, tons of food, and, you know, just whatever they need. We ask them to give us a list, and we try and make that happen for them every year. And then we help the children's hospital as well with toys and different things all throughout the year. But mainly at Christmas, we go up and we donate bags and bags and bags of toys to all the children there that's sick or that needs things, and low-income families. So we do a lot of things with our foundation, but we made it to where there's no one cause that we try and focus on. We try and focus on all causes, and people can write us, and wherever we can help, that's what we do.
And what's
the... We totally base, we pay for everything ourselves. We don't have any government assistance.
And what's the website that people could find for your foundation?
They can go to infinitelovefoundation.com.
Infinitelovefoundation.com.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great. I was going to say, I assume that you guys are going to do something for Thanksgiving, so I'm glad that we're having you on the show today so you can tell us a little bit about that. And I'm really inspired, and the people in the chat room are reacting positively to the fact that you guys are involved in the community and the schools and donating things. And it's just it's a great side of people who are in the media that you don't see that often, you know, very publicly. So I want to commend you guys for that.
Thank you so much, Hillary.
Now, there's some AIDS awareness. I listened to some of your shows, and I know there was some, you talked about your daughter's active, and you want to talk a little about that and what's happening there in recent weeks?
She was given the key to the city from the mayor, a proclamation from the mayor as well, and there was Congress people out. We had the event at Hillcrest Community Center in Washington, D.C., and we went there. We had a couple of different performers to perform for the kids. We gave out T-shirts and wristbands. We went down and toured the facility that named her the National Ambassador, which is Metro Teen AIDS. And they help a lot of youth and kids after-school programs, and they can come in as kids that's affected with HIV and AIDS. And for our daughter and us not to be infected with the disease, we still are affected by it because, you know, a lot of our people, a lot of human beings is dying from this disease, and there's no help. There's, you know, people think there's a stigma out there that people think if you get near someone with AIDS, you'll catch it. So we want to bring awareness, and we figure, you know, there's so much media done on us, we can bring that media to this cause and help to let the world know, educate them that, you know, these people need someone to care about them. So we're going to start a Best Friends program where they can write us and talk to us. The organization gave Chantel a Dear Chantel column like they gave Dear Abby, and she will, you know, give them advice, and they can write her directly. They can go on her MySpace, and, you know, a lot of her music, we're going to incorporate that into where a certain amount of her sales will be donated to help, you know, the center there because they have really old furniture. It's really, really low income, but they're trying to do something in the community, and so we're going to try and see what we can do to help that situation as well.
That's great. Let's take a call. 516 area code. You're on Block Talk Radio.
Hi, Jackie and Doug. How are you?
Thank you
so much.
Well, caller, what's your name?
I'm Brett Cohen. I'm actually on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I host World Talk Live.
Okay.
Hi, Brett. It's Hillary.
Hillary.
The features editor.
Oh, how are you?
The famous one.
Yes.
What can we do for you? You have a question for the Christies?
Yes. Well, I've actually been listening to your show recently, and I think all the things that you do are absolutely great. I just wanted to know, how good do you have to be with time management to balance such a busy lifestyle?
Great question.
I would say that you really have to be really good, but more than anything, I give a lot of credit to my wife because she is the queen of making lists, and those lists help us manage our time in such a way that we're very efficient, from getting up in the morning and homeschooling our children to making sure that all the business calls, emails get handled, to making sure that our radio show is done every week. She really makes sure that it's done, and then I come in, and wherever I need to do what I need to do, I do that also.
Yeah, and when we travel, like with my daughter, we took her down to Washington, D.C., we make a full-on, you know, we write our plan out, and we do it methodically as a corporation would. We have, you know, business meetings. We make sure that everything runs smooth, and we do everything as a family. So the only time that, you know, is separate, of course, if Doug's out playing basketball, well, that's separate, but we're always at the games. We're making sure that, you know, any of his documents, paperwork, media, all that's in line. And the same with me. If I have a fashion show or something like that, then he's my support staff, and then the same with our kids. So, and then we have some of his extended friends that works with us and for us as well. So we keep it a big family affair. We have a real big support team, and we write out lists, and we make sure that, you know, first and foremost becomes business, and then we can all play later. So that's how I would say we manage it.
Wow. I would love to have you guys on my show very soon. I think that your story and all the things you do are very interesting, and I'd love to share that with my listeners.
Thank you so much. We'd be honored. Huh?
Yes, we would be honored. Email us. Let us know. Yes, we would love it. Thank you.
Well, you can probably, you know, on Block Talk Radio, you can create add a friend on the system, and you can message one another using our own, you know, tool like MySpace. So why don't you, you could become a friend of the Christie Show. It's blogtalkradio.com/Christie D&J, and then they'll add you, and you can communicate that way.
Uh-huh. I would also like to thank Hillary for helping me so much with featuring my show.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have grown so much. I mean, we're featured on iTunes now, and I think we had like 1,300 listeners last Friday.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Good
yes,
job.
Thank you so much. I've been working so hard on the show, and I'm really happy with how it's turning out.
Oh, this is awesome, yeah.
That's, you know, it's amazing to me, and I appreciate that, you know, we're creating thousands of radio hosts on this network. It's an amazing thing, you know.
I really do love it. It's something that I've really been focusing on, and it's something that I take pride in. And I think that the best part about it all is that Blog Talk Radio is like a big family, and we all help each other out in one way or another.
Yes.
That I have to ditto that. It's so inspiring when you get the emails from other, you know, blog talkers, and they say, "Oh, I loved your show. Come on my show. Let's, promote together. You know, if you want to do a commercial, I'll run it on my show." It's amazing. It's way better than MySpace to me.
Well,
absolutely.
That's a great testimonial. Thank you, Carla. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
All right.
See you on email. Bye.
Yes. Bye. Bye.
I get emails from people who are, you know, they're wondering, you know, what they can do to get on a show and how will it work, and they have fears, and can they do it, and I see, you know, for me, I said, come on, you know, if you have a voice and you have something to say, you know, it doesn't matter if you have an audience of 10 or 1,000 or 10,000, just go out there and just talk and just communicate with others, and people are doing that, so.
Yes, and you guys were guests on a couple of other shows right around the time that you launched your own show. So how was that experience? Because usually, like Alan said, some people have stage fright or they're a little bit reluctant to get on the air. But once they're a guest on someone's show and they see how fun and easy it is, then they're more enthusiastic about doing their own show.
I say it was extremely fun. We started with Coach Yvonne, and it was just fantastic. I mean, all the different people, and that's why whenever we get an email and someone says, "Would you guys be guests on our show?" Absolutely, we'd love to. So we, you know, sign up with them, and then we set a time, and we're on there. So, honey, what was yours?
Yeah, our experience has been fantastic from the first time, and I would say I would ditto what you said, Alan. And it kind of breaks the shell, you know. To get on someone else's, you kind of see how it is, you see that you have fun, and that kind of gives your mindset, you know, relaxes you so that you know when you go on that you can just have a great time.
And I'm going to tell you guys another secret too, Hillary and Alan. Doug asked me, we do so many radio shows, you know, we have a publicist and we do television and this, and I'll say, "Honey, we got a radio show tomorrow at 3, and he'll go, "Okay," and then he'll, right before we get on, he'll go, "Is this Blog Talk?" And I'll say, "Yeah," and he'll go, "Oh, great." And he's relaxed. He's like, "Oh, fantastic," because we just really love, it's a really comfortable place, and I recommend it to tons of people. We're getting so much feedback and people saying, "I loved your show," and then the fact that they can go back and get in the archives and listen to any of your other shows or the one that they may have missed that day is fantastic.
And you know, guys, the most awesome thing that I'll say is seeing people's responses, because we were in Washington, D.C. this last week, and we live in Washington State, but we were all the way across the country, and we were able to do our radio show, and our camera guy just totally freaked out. He was just like, "This is the coolest thing that I've ever seen in my life." He couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But that is one of the biggest things that's so awesome. If you got a laptop and you have a phone, so you have internet connection, you can do your radio show anywhere that you want to, and that, man, is awesome.
Yeah, and that's let me bring someone on who's Marla, the Fly Lady, and let me introduce you to Doug and Jackie Christie. How are you, Marla?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Hi, you
Hello.
Too.
Now, I don't know, Doug and Jackie, if you know the Fly Lady. If you've seen our homepage, you've seen Marla's picture up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Marla is incredible. She's a good friend of mine now. We're chat buddies. We chat up to 11.
Not every day.
Not every day. And Marla is, you know, why don't you tell your story briefly, Marla, and you know, because I think Jack and Dougie appreciate it, and, you know, you're part of the family here, too.
Well, in 1999, I woke up on New Year's Day like every other red-blooded American female and wanted to get organized. And didn't know how to go about doing that, but I sat down with this system that had worked for me in the past and just started playing with it. And before I knew it, I decided that what I'd always done to myself was put too much pressure on myself and be mean to me. So my goal for that January was just to be nice to me and to establish one habit at a time and make it consistent. And it worked. And then in 9 months, my house was decluttered, and people were asking me for help. And then lo and behold, one day someone said, can you start an email group? And I started a Yahoo group, which now has 447,000 members.
Wow.
That's cool. In a nutshell there.
Yeah, it's 447,000 members, and the next closest is 50,000. But it's not just that. It's Marla's community is so dependent. I mean, they're dependent on Marla and Leanne and the people there within the organization, and just you're helping people's lives. I mean, that's an empowering thing as well.
Well, I like to think of it as giving them the ability to find out who they want to be when they grow up by getting the clutter and the chaos out of their lives right now. And I just did a show with Jonathan Roach, the No Excuse Fitness Show and No Excuse Weight Loss Show on Blog Talk, and we were talking about relieving the stress during the holidays, and it was just a powerful show.
Oh, I'm going back and getting that archive. We're today. Fantastic. That is awesome.
Well, I'm sure you guys have a lot in common in the way that you both multitask and are very effective and wonderful in your media endeavors. So,
well, I try not to multitask. Multitasking makes us spread too thin, and we never really accomplish anything. I try to focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, I would say that's exactly how we do it as well. But with us having, you know, myself and my husband and us complimenting each other so well, when he's homeschooling the kids, I'm doing the business stuff. When he's out working out, I'm helping my mom do something. There's so many different ways to make it all happen. But with everyone's collective help and putting an effort forward, we always get to the end goal, and that's to make sure it all gets done. So any way that it works, I say, hey, go for it. And I love the fact that, you know, what you're offering is declutterization. I'm always getting books. I find myself the Idiot's Guide to, you know, getting yourself organized, or the Idiot's Guide to, you know, cleaning up the clutter.
Oh, honey, you need me.
Yeah, you need Marla. Marla's written 3 bestsellers on Amazon, top.
One bestseller and one that does real well. So.
Okay. Well, one. Why don't you give the title of your book?
My book is Sync Reflections, and the other one is Body Clutter.
Body Clutter, okay.
It helps to get the clutter that's in your head.
Body clutter.
That puts the clutter everywhere else.
Well, and you know what would be helpful, too? I mean, I think, again, maybe you can be on, Marla does a show on 2 p.m. Every Thursday. I mean, okay. You take more calls from your audience, and she does a show where she has, I don't know, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 live listeners, and she just takes calls for 2 hours. You know, how do I deal with this, or how do I work on that? And it's an incredible show. But the Christies have a show as well on Saturday evenings, and Doug's a basketball player. I don't know if you knew that, Marla.
No, I was going to ask what is it they do and what their show's about.
Our show is, my husband is actually a basketball player, and I am I still model, but modeling and designing clothing, and we have a book out. We are authors as well. We have a television show out that's on BET. We're currently filming our second season right now, and that's what my husband was speaking about as far as Blog Talks on our second season. I hope you're okay with that, Alan.
Of course.
No, please,
yeah,
take it off.
They made
up it's A-L-A-N-L-E-N. Of course,
yeah,
we're okay with it.
They wanted to talk all about it because he's right. They were blown away. They thought it was fabulous, and they hadn't known anything about it either. So it'll be featured this season on our reality show. So that's kind of what we do, and we're just here to inspire and empower people. A lot of folks follow our relationship with our book out. We had a lot of people want marriage and, you know, relationship counseling, so we're trying to offer that as well. And we're just looking forward to 2008 being a year where we help as many people as we can.
It's going to be a powerful year for all of us with Blog Talk Radio beside us.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thanks, Marla.
And we're bringing the noise,
too. Yeah, Marla, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, lady. It's Hillary. I've communicated with you on email. I just wanted to introduce myself.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Of course.
Catch y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Be well.
I got some pies
and good luck to your sister, by the way.
Oh, she gets to go home today from the hospital, so
well,
we're
that's
real happy.
Ex, me too.
See y'all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I met briefly. I mean, Marla has just an enormous community. She was on another network that was hailing her show, and I reached out to her in February.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize she had 450,000 people in Yahoo groups.
Wow.
It's an enormous tool. And the Yahoo groups, I don't know if you've thought about it, but you may want to look into creating Yahoo group. I don't know if you've been on any. But it's a great tool to reach out and market and build a list of engaged people. And then they have great tools. And they send out 500 million emails a day in Yahoo.
God.
Overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I wanted to comment on something I heard you say, Jackie, that I wanted to clarify. So Doug does homeschooling?
Yes, he does. Yeah. He homeschools our kids, and he's fabulous, you guys. It's amazing to watch my son. He's 6 years old, and he's doing, you know, timetables. He's doing things a third and fourth grader would be doing. And not that he pushes them or anything. It's just that one-on-one time with his father that I think has helped him to, you know, really expand, you know, everything that he does. So I'll let Doug talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Obviously, you get to spend quality time with your children, but just the communication aspect of it and watching them grow. And the biggest thing for me is I always try to positively influence and just reiterate that even if you missed it, you did good as long as you learned something. And I find that they learn more and more, and they just draw it in, and it's so fun.
Well, I would be remiss in not discussing basketball for a few moments, if I may. I am a long-life, struggling New York Knicks fan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I do see that the Knicks were one of the teams. I remember you being on the Knicks. And my last good memories of the Knicks were Earl Frazier playing and going up against Earl Monroe when he was on the Bullets back then.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm dating myself a bit. But what is your status in your basketball? Are you a free agent, I saw? Are you interested? Are you going to go back to it? Or what's that? Or have you retired from the game?
No, I haven't retired yet. I'm a free agent, and my agent is handling some things, and hopefully I'll be hearing something here pretty soon, if maybe right after the holidays you see me back out there on the court, hopefully.
Well, I'd love to see you because you have a lot of great energy. On any team you go on, you've always had a lot of great energy, and I commend you on that.
Thank you. That's what basketball is. It's a team game. And speaking of your Knicks, I think that they have all the talent in the world. I just think that they need to learn how to play as a team a little more. And once they do that, I think that they'll win a lot of ball games. But it's tough to get a team of guys to play together the way that basketball, I think, was supposed to be played.
Well, I knew someone that I'm friendly with someone who knew McDice when he was here on the Knicks, Antonio McDice, and his comment about the Knicks where they just were a mess, you know, and he left and went, of course, to Detroit and won championship with them.
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, and again, of course, now the Knicks dealing with Isaiah Thomas and this whole issue with the sexual harassment. Jackie, what's your view? Do you have a view on this? Have you followed that story and that he's still here? Or do you have anything to say about that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I followed the story, and I totally – we met Isaiah in Toronto, and we became really good friends with him, my husband more so than me, because he was actually, you know, dealing with him on a day-to-day basis. But he was such a nice man, and he really showed us a different way than what we had saw being around the NBA with family. He would invite all of us to, you know, bring our families down for Christmas, and we'd have big events. And so all we know of Isaiah is – that really great side. He talked a lot about team play and that sort of thing and how everyone had to, you know, compliment each other. And, you know, Doug's years around him was fabulous. And then for this to happen in New York, it blew us away. And we followed the situation. We've emailed and we, you know, keep in pretty close contact with them as far as just, you know, offering encouragement and support. And it was really sad to hear what was going on. I kind of doubt that a lot of the stuff that was said was really true. I think he is a nice person, and it could have been maybe mistaken as something else, but I doubt it. And so we kind of, you know, support what Isaiah, you know, as far as that goes. As far as
right.
The team, I let my husband kind of do that because, you know, I watch it and I love watching it, but he's the expert as far as knowing what the team needs to win. And he really feels good about New York and the fact that they could win, but they've got to get some things in place. So that's kind of our opinion on
that. They probably need one more player that has has about 14 years of experience in the
industry. There you go.
Who knows? We kind of might be.
I know. That's why you're hedging yourself. Very good. So that, and we've just made news on Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
Doug Christie, the newest New York Knickerbocker.
Oh, that's fabulous. I believe that.
You would love that. Well, you'd be close to us because I live in North Jersey. It's just painful to watch a team struggle year after year, you know, in the city. And I think when a team like the Knicks does not do well, it hurts the sport, and it's such a key market, you know, New York, of course. And when Ewing was on and playing, and of course, they had a lot of success. So.
Yeah, my husband always says, Alan, he always goes, you know, New York is like the biggest stage in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, if you can go there and you can win the fans over and you win for them, it'd be huge, you know, because they're just, but who knows? We're praying. Maybe something will happen and he'll end up there.
So, Doug, go ahead.
What I know about Isaiah is he kind of thinks in like a paradigm shift. And it's hard to get guys to sometimes think outside of the box, but once you get them to do that, now they're all on the same page, and that's what I'm hoping to see from him, because I know that he means well and what he's teaching them is the right way to play basketball, but sometimes it takes a while to get that shift to occur.
Yeah.
Now, I recall listening to an earlier show that you had done, and there was a question about who was the toughest player that you ever went up against, and I don't recall who it was, but I'd love for my audience to hear that. I mean, who was the toughest?
No question. I would say the toughest player to guard was Michael Jordan. And the reason that I say that, most people may say that and some may not, but the reason I say is because he not only physically could dominate the game, but he could also mentally dominate the game. And to take that even a step further, he also played defense. He wasn't just an offensive player. So now if he's mentally dominating you, then he goes on the other end of the floor and defensively dominates you. You know that he's going to score 30 points a night. And at the end of the night, he's also going to get a victory. That right there, I mean, that's why he won so many championships. And people say that he's arguably the best player to ever play the game, no question.
Right. Wow.
Well, I see. I mean, from a fan standpoint, he's just incredible. And there's some athletes you want to rally around, and he was one. And he's just at another level. And you know, he owned it. And you know, he's an incredible talent. So, what's on store for the Christies coming up? I mean, you're filming your second year now on BET channel. Does that take up a lot of your time?
We're pretty comfortable now. When the cameras come, you know they're coming, and they'll shoot for maybe 4 or 5 days, you know, at a time, and that's probably an episode worth, and they just come, and they follow you around, and we're used to it, but you still forget that you have on the microphone, and you say something you didn't want, and you're like, uh-oh, but since we're executive producing this year along with the producers in BET, it's great, because then we can say, okay, we don't want that on there, or we don't want that on there. Last year, we had no choice, you guys, so when everyone else saw the show, we were seeing it for the first time, too, so
wow.
You're like, oh, my goodness, but it's
was that nerve-wracking? Were you nervous about that?
We were paranoid, huh, honey?
Oh, my God.
Really?
We had no idea.
Yeah. And they put cartoons in there, so they made fun of you a little bit, you know, but I'd crack up every time. But everybody else would go, did you see when they had you flying through the air with this gigantic head? And, you know, my kids would love it, and they made it really fun. So it was a positive show, and it was a hit show for them. So we're excited. And this year, you know, we'll be able to do a lot with our foundation. They'll get to see a lot more of our life because it'll be, you know, the second year or so.
So what type of things are they? Are they just they're filming in your home? They're filming as you're going to the supermarket? I mean, what are they doing? Just in the day in the life of the Christies? Is that what this is?
Yeah, they follow you everywhere. They you know, in any city you go to, they fly there. Or, you know, they're in your house from early in the morning until you say, you know, well, 9 o'clock we're going to wrap it up because then it's bedtime. So they don't go in your bedroom unless you allow it, and they don't go in the bathroom. But everywhere else they have full access to it.
And when you do your radio show, maybe they'll see you doing that.
Oh, they did. They got it the other day.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The whole show. Yeah.
That's
so
exciting.
I have a question, because everyone always asks, how real is reality television? Do you think that it portrayed you pretty accurately?
Yeah, definitely, honey.
What yeah, I would say so because you don't really get a break.
Uh-huh.
Some, at the very beginning, I look up, like maybe my wife asked me a question, and it was like a little hazy, and I looked at the camera like, oh, my God. But then I just, you know, you got to answer it. Here we go, and this is our life. This is us.
Yeah, and we wanted people to see because there was so much media, and there still is. It's so amazing because Doug hasn't played in a year and a half, you know, with his injury and stuff, and you would think that he's still out there on the court as much media as is still around us. So it's great. I think it's fun, and they get to see, you know, on our ups and downs and the fact that certain, you know, department stores we buy something from isn't treating us any better than they would treat anyone else, and we wanted folks to see that we grow through everything that everyone else goes through.
Now, could we just talk about ups and downs? We've talked about all the ups. Now, you are obviously a very happily married couple.
Uh-huh.
Do you fight?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, is it possible that the Christies can actually have an argument? And if so, is it filmed?
Yeah, actually, you'll see some different little... as far as on our show last season, I think we had a few little misunderstandings. But one thing that we try to, and we talk a lot about it in our book as well, is not carrying things with you. And my husband being a Taurus, and I'm a Leo, when we first met, he was a little more stubborn in that way, you know, and he would pout longer. He doesn't do that. Or maybe I'd pout about something that I don't do anymore. And we put ourselves and our marriage first. And if I upset Doug or we're having a misunderstanding, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. One of us will come up and just, you know, hug the other one and, you know, let's put that behind us or whatever, or just make a joke or something, because we always want to be in each other's good graces. And if you put that other person first, a lot of the small discrepancies that a lot of people have that turn into bigger ones, they won't have a chance to fester and people build resentment and then it becomes bigger. Ours, we smash it, right? You know, because you're two different people, so you're going to have little problems. And when you have them, you just get rid of them right then and there. And so that's why we don't have the big blowouts that most people probably have.
Yeah. We were just talking about it on our show last week, and I made a reference to the fact that if you deal with your anger, then it doesn't become resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. Anything that if we have a problem, we try to deal with it head on, and that squashes a lot of things out that we don't really have to worry about that most people do, because they maybe let their ego get in the way and they don't want to take the time to deal with it. But our marriage and our life is very important to us, and we make sure that we try to put it first all the time.
And another thing, Alan, sometimes I get real emotional because something might be written in the paper, or they may have, you know, somebody goes on TV and says something that's not true, and it hurts me, and I get very angry, and maybe I'm in tears, and I'll go to my husband, and one thing that might upset me, here's a prime example, is if my husband's real calm and collected, and he's like, honey, it's really not that important, so what? Let them say it. And I'm like, well, I'm angry, and, you know, you're looking for the other person to kind of agree with you and be angry with you, I think. But Doug helps me by, you know, not letting it upset him and saying, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to let this bother me, I'm sorry that it hurts you, but let's move past it, because we know the truth, and then it calms me down. So those are the kind of big blow-ups, I guess, we might get to catch on the show or something like that, depending on, you know, how I'm feeling or what's happening at that time.
Well, you're seeking, you know, publicity to achieve your objectives in life, which is to assist people, right? And is that what you're, you know, not everyone, you know, if you're in the limelight for years, people, particularly as an athlete, you want to, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, just want to shy away from the camera and say, you know what, I don't have to worry about those things anymore. But you're not. You're going into the public eye even more. And why is that? Is that your objective is to, again, is to help people and with all your foundation, and you feel this is kind of a means to an end?
Well, I think that's a great question, Alan. I think that a lot of, you know, me and Doug really don't seek publicity. They talk about my husband a lot because, for one, he's a basketball player, and then for two, all the media that's out there on us, and then we have our book, and we have different things that we've done pretty much on our own. And so there's a lot to talk about when it comes to our relationship or what we believe in or what we stand for. And so 80% of the media is them reporting or talking about us on their own. And a friend of mine or a publicist might Google and say, you know, then send the email to us and go, look, have you saw this story or that story? But 20% of it is what we're actually seeking, and that's through our publicist. And we'll say, can you contact or they'll tell us who they're going to contact. But if we have someone in mind, it's like there is a great magazine. It's about teenagers and being a positive role model, for example. It's a magazine called Role Model. And we'll say, our daughter Chantel is doing this and this in the community. Would you contact them and see if maybe there's a way we can, you know, feature her in the magazine and reach out to teens so they can get her MySpace and go to her that way. So then that's the type of media we're seeking, is to be a positive influence and to get the message out we're trying to send, and that's to do better and to help people. As far as the other media that you see out there, a lot of that is them deciding that, okay, today we want to talk about Doug and Jackie. Or, you know, and so a lot of it's good, too, but there's that negative stuff, and that's the stuff that hurts. Because it's like, why are you picking on us when we're not bothering you? We didn't reach out to you. We haven't done anything. You know, we could go and say negative things about your companies, and we don't. You know, we just turn our cheek. But here you are again with a false story, and it's hurting our business. It's hurting our, you know, reputation. It's hurting the foundation that we stand to be able to help people with, you know. And the reason we have our businesses, because let's face it, my husband's already made a lot of money. We do our foundation and different things, and we finance it ourselves with the money that he's made. If people are out there putting lies out about us, we can't do business, so we're not going to generate income, then we're not going to be able to help the people we're trying to help.
Right. That's true. I think that that's a great point. And do you think that having your show here and doing the reality thing has kind of cleared the air in terms of generating your own positive media out there?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's fantastic, and we've been talking to some people about maybe doing a talk show in L.A., but to be honest with you, now that we're on Blog Talk, we really love what we have here and what we have going on here, and we said to each other, we're always going to keep this show on Blog Talk, regardless if we do end up expanding and doing a Tyra Banks type of show and, you know, those type of shows. But, yeah, it's definitely been fantastic. Honey, what would you say?
I would definitely say so. With our reality show also, it's going to help us get our message out there so that people can see us for who we truly are, and B, financially, it's going to help us help other people in the long run also. And I think that's what my wife was trying to say too.
Definitely. And another thing I want to make clear is with our show, a lot of people in reality shows make a whole bunch of money. We don't. I just wanted to make that clear. Being on BETJ and that sort of thing, and with their budget, I won't go into all that, but you don't make as much, but if you really believe in the show and believe in what the message is and the reason, then you do the show, and that's kind of, that helps us, because people are going to call us, they're going to talk to us, they come up to us in the streets and they're like, oh my God, we love you guys, we love what you stand for, all the stuff we read and heard about you, it's just too bad that they've done this to you, but you have a fan for life, that type of thing. And then they're in turn looking at our different foundations, and they can reach out and help people, and it just, you know, slowly but surely our message is getting out there, and we think Blog Talk is a huge reason for that as well.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. I know we have to go, and I appreciate your time, both of you, and I appreciate your being on our network. Again, it's enhanced by the two of you because of not what you've done in the past, but what you're doing in the future.
Yeah.
And what you're doing every day, and that's what we're trying to achieve here. And you're, you know, so I'm excited we had this opportunity to get you on my show, and lots of people getting some great feedback from people in the chat room and others, emails and so on. So
yes, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it. So nice to meet you guys on the air.
And you too. Thank you guys.
And yes. Again, let's just announce your show. It's on 8 p.m. It's on Blog Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern on Saturday evenings. That's, of course, until I'm guessing Doug may or may not get back into the NBA. You may have games on Saturday night.
Yeah, and we'll pre-record it, and then I'll host it on
Saturday. Perfect. You've got
I've already thought ahead, Alan.
You've got that covered. Well, if you are in the Knicks, then I will definitely come back, or the Nets, and be a fan of either one of those teams that you're on. But maybe we can see you. If you're coming into New York, I'd love to see, maybe, you know, have a cup of coffee or bite to eat with either of you, both of you.
Okay.
It's the Christy D and J show on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, thank you, Jackie and Doug, for joining me today.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
So you've been listening to the Alan Levy Show. Hill. Hill just left. I just want to thank everyone for joining me today. It was a great show. Jackie and Doug Christy.
I still can't believe he homeschools them. Come on, Alan. That is impressive.
Yeah.
What
and
a renaissance.
He could dribble
hair.
Lefty. Yeah, no, he's a – yeah, they're both impressive. It's hard to kind of put everything into a show like this to cover all the areas that they want to cover, but they're doing their job getting their word out on the important things they're doing, and that's the key. So it was a great show. Thanks, Hillary, for joining me. And,
yeah, no problem.
And everyone else. So just a few final tidbits here for next week. We've got some great shows coming up. And, you know, Hillary, I don't know if you have the list of who is coming up on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, we got the list.
Yeah.
If you guys check out blogtalkradio.com/AlanLevy, you can see our next upcoming show as well as after this one you'll be able to see our next ones. But we have quite a few people coming up on our lineup.
Here. Yeah.
And other people.
Yes, I'm going to give it quickly of who's coming on Tuesday. Marla will be on the Fly Lady. She's just on. She'll be on my show. We're going to talk about the Fly Lady and what she's doing. Brian Solis, he's a PR, really top PR guy based in San Francisco. He'll be on Sunday. We've got the Jay Lohman from the Freelance Nation, a creative community site for freelance writers. He'll be joining us on Monday. Chris Brogan, who's the social media and he's one of the top guys in social media, and he's coming in here on Tuesday. So we look forward to those interviews and hanging out with our peeps at Blog Talk Radio.
Our peeps.
Thanks.
In the chat room. Okay, bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.